Kara Hackett, Brittany Bridenstine, welcome.
Thank you,
Julia.
Glad to be here.
Input Fort Wayne is literally on the ground southeast. This is embedded journalism up close and personal at its best, and it is Input Fort Wayne's brainchild. So, Kara, why now? Why here? Is this incredibly important?
Yeah, thanks, Julia. So On the Ground Southeast has been a program Input has wanted to do for a long time now. We were actually working on it pre-pandemic. We've just noticed that this community doesn't have a ton of coverage in traditional media. And so one of our goals is to step in, fill the gaps, and particularly do some asset-based storytelling in this community in our city and give residents a chance to share their stories.
Okay, this is the real deal. It's embedded for months, real and total coverage. Brittany, you're the project editor. So how does that task suit you and you it?
So I am a proud product of Southeast Fort Wayne. I was educated there and graduated from Paul Harding High School. I have a passion there. And also, I just think it's important for us to highlight the great things that are going on in that area.
It's a noble goal. Now, what kind of infrastructure did you need to make this happen?
We get a lot of support from our national parent company, Issue Media Group. They've done this in several communities across the U.S. But we also really wanted to engage the community. This is intended to be a community-led journalism project. So while we're working with sponsors, we also work with in-kind partners in the community, people like Brittany who help us connect with residents and hear some of the stories that maybe haven't been told before.
I am kind of curious, having that idea and actually putting it together and making it happen, was there ever a time from actual conception of it to now, just launching it, that you thought it might not work?
Yeah, I think especially when the pandemic hit, we were really concerned about this program because it's called On the Ground because we're supposed to be on the ground with people. And so much of it involves us attending community meetings, which, as you know, so many have been canceled during COVID-19 or moved online to an online format. And it just really changes the feel of what this program was intended to be. But we're adapting. We're doing some online Zoom meetings. We're meeting with people in socially distant settings where we can and hosting some socially distant events. And all of our reporters are going out into the community and meeting with people on porches, you know, trying to be as socially distant and safe as we can while still staying true to the authenticity of what this series is supposed to be about.
And I also think that despite the pandemic and the reaction to kind of be introverts and go back in, I think it's actually drawn out people to seek out other media outlets like the Input Fort Wayne publications and other places. I'm excited that they have the opportunity to do so.
That's a great point, Brittany. Now, in your planning and COVID complications and everything else, how much prep time did you have once this became a go?
We had originally reached out to Brittany back in March before the pandemic, and we were hoping to launch the program in April, but obviously things have been delayed a couple months. So we've always had this in our minds of that we wanted to launch this program, but we rolled into a lot of, you know, immediate pandemic coverage initially and then protest coverage. And so that really took our attention for a while, but we're super excited now to be diving in and finally getting this program off the ground, on the ground. And you might say, why would you launch during a pandemic? But you kind of have to roll with the punches a lot of times in the news industry. I'm sure you know that too. The pandemic is in a lot of ways, I think, drawing people's attention to gaps in our community. And so I think it is the right time to be talking about change, to be talking about assets, to be talking about what a better future could look like for Southeast and all of our city.
And to be hearing from the community, I think that's important that we're hearing from people who may have never had a platform, but they are creating their own outlets and they're creating their platform. So I think this is a very good time to kind of capture those voices in real time and while people are working out their feelings and their activism.
They have it right there for you.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Even if your game plan got a little askew, you've got one. So what is this going to look like?
Well, we started off by just hosting some meetings, first of all, with some of our sponsors on the program, and then second of all, with community members. We really want this series to feel authentic to the community. We want to provide opportunities for residents to meet with reporters in ways that maybe they haven't in the past or share ideas for the series that they've wanted to see covered for a long time now. And so we're trying to open up some virtual listening sessions for that. We're also going to be on the ground. Brittany and I will be in the Mount Vernon Park neighborhood hosting some open office hours, where we're hoping residents from the community will stop in and share story ideas with us. We're trying to find writers from the community or who grew up in the Southeast community and really know and care about this community to be covering the story.
Yeah, and I would just like to iterate a shout out to our editorial advisory council that is completely composed of community members, leaders, and people who really are passionate about this program being inclusive to stories that are really, really strong and have the power, I think, to create some change and to highlight Southeast as more than a quadrant, but as a part of the city.
And these stories actually will be printed in Fort Wayne Inkspot as well as El Mexicano News. Always nice to have another hard print medium. Yeah. How does this amplify, also enhance the message, do you think?
Well, the whole idea behind On the Ground Southeast is to make sure that we are providing inclusivity and a well-rounded coverage of people who may not always feel that their neighborhoods are covered by the media in appropriate ways. So El Mexicano, that partnership is going to be wonderful for our Spanish-speaking brothers and sisters. And we are also hoping to make sure that we are incorporating a technology gap, right? So we know that everyone doesn't have access to the website that we are on. And so we want to make sure that that was a way for them to actually pick up news and be able to read it and share it. And if they see themselves, to actually frame it. So that's exciting.
And I think that's been a really valuable part of this program, too, and having Brittany on our team is she's really opened our eyes to gaps in our own thinking at Input Fort Wayne and journalists. We kind of have our way of doing things, you know. It's easy to be in your profession and to be thinking that you're being inclusive and thinking that you're making your content available. But it's always good to expand the way that you get information out to people. And so it's been a really powerful experience just to rethink, where are we providing our stories to people? And are we reaching the populations that we need to be reaching, both as readers and as contributors?
Good thinking. And you're stepping up this project with live events as well. Now, how's this going to work?
Our partner Bridge of Grace has hosted some community story slams in the past, so we joined forces with them to kick off On the Ground with a story slam in Mount Vernon Park. Later in September, we're going to be hosting another community event to bring people together. We're not quite sure what that's going to look like yet. We're going to be taking feedback from the community. I think it'll be really exciting, and we'll continue to announce details about that as it becomes available.
Wonderful. Now, Southeast Fort Wayne is an incredibly historic and resilient quadrant. Was it difficult to drum up support for this project from the population there?
I don't think it was difficult. I think Input has to be very intentional about how they seek the voices and the input, so to speak, of the residents on Southeast. And I'm saying this as a former resident of Southeast. I now live in a different part of the city, but my heart is there and my family's there. We've always wanted to engage media and show them the positive stories, so no.
So now you have your voice, you have Yes. your microphone, you have your spotlight. Good Yeah. for you. And besides the obvious solidarity, what does the whole community's partnership and interest for this project well tell you about this project?
I just think it's been such a natural fit to launch this. And so many people in the community have been saying, you know, it's about time. I think that the community's been so ready for more storytelling, and particularly asset-based storytelling. And as I've been covering these stories as a reporter, it's been so inspiring just to see how excited people are when we show up at their event or draw attention to a leader in their neighborhood that maybe hasn't been given that attention before. And it's really beautiful and they're really excited about it. So we've gotten great support from the community. We're still looking for more people to come out and share stories with us. We really want this to feel authentic to the community, and we hope that this is ongoing too. You know, we're focusing in on this for 2 months, from August through September. After that, the goal is to have an ongoing relationship with people in the neighborhoods of Southeast so we can do continued authentic storytelling in these neighborhoods and help keep telling stories that need to be told.
It's more than an inroad. It's a thoroughfare you're putting right there. You're going to keep right there. Now, momentum-wise, you're not likely to run out of talk points and perspectives, not in that neighborhood. What about enthusiasm? Is it still building? Can it grow? How big do you think it can grow?
Well, I think enthusiasm is there and is inherently part of the Southeast. You had mentioned the resiliency that we share in that side of town and in that part of the city. And the impetus of we don't wait for someone else to do it, we're doing it. I'm hoping that this project would also incite that they don't wait for media to come and give coverage, but that they are empowered to share stories and to get out in front of it.
Yeah, I think it's a hard time right now for anyone to feel excited in some ways because there's so much heaviness in our world, and we're all feeling that for sure. But I think the beautiful thing is it's also drawing out people who are ready to have their stories be told.
And then there is trust. in creating rapport and really organic relationships in the communities so that they can share their stories and feel empowered through that as well.
It's happening.
It's happening. It is happening.
Wonderful. Now, systemic racism and exclusion are evil and often insidious problems. How can this very project and everything that comes from it, goes forward with it, help?
These are really big issues. So we don't expect, you know, On the Ground Southeast to be solving generational problems by any means. But I think just talking about it more, that's something that's really come to my attention throughout these past several months, is just the importance of talking about differences in the way that we view our neighborhoods, in the way that we view ourselves, in the way that we view our city, in our world. And I think just opening up that line of communication is something that this program can do pretty effectively, both in storytelling and in meeting with neighbors and hearing their stories in person. Even if we don't do a story about them, I hope that this lets people know that we're open to that conversation and we really want to do a better job of reporting in these neighborhoods.
I think inclusivity is going to be key. And so I am really grateful and hopeful that the work has already begun to be done and that it'll just perpetuate from here on out.
We certainly hope you're right there. And the tagline for this program is actually, what's next? So, Madam Editors, what's next for Southeast Fort Wayne, the project, and going forward, the population?
I think that's what we're hoping to find out through this series. We don't consider ourselves the experts in any way, but we're hoping to interview residents about what they see as what's next for this population and allow them to define that.
I like to think of it as crowdsourcing of ideas from the community members themselves and to really look at what may be next. I would like to see some social impact and funding and maybe grants by way of them showing their articles and the coverage and the business that they're doing.
And bottom line, this sets the stage for a wellspring of enlightenment for everyone in our community, maybe our world. In your hearts, what do you hope, what do you pray that is?
The big picture of this initiative in this series is to really bring in community, an essence of pride and wanting to be heard and really needing to be heard. And that our voices, regardless of what quadrant of the city you're on, you're part of Fort Wayne. We're the greater Fort Wayne. And so those voices and stories need to be upheld and really respected.
And for me as a journalist, it really comes down to the way stories are told and even the way that I tell stories and input tell stories in the past. Are we meeting this community's needs? How can we rethink the way that we're working as journalists and the types of stories that we're telling and the angles that we're telling those stories from? I guess that's my big picture, is to see some media reform, and that includes myself, and rethinking, you know, how we can be better engaging with communities and respecting their stories.
Kara Hackett is managing editor of Input Fort Wayne and Brittany Bridenstein, project editor for On the Ground Southeast. Kara, Brittany, thank you for sharing this righteous story with us and our listeners today. Keep up the good work. Do carry it on.
Thank you so much, Julia.
Thanks, Julia. This is awesome.